Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in tonight on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and this is our hour of prayer. If you have a prayer request tonight, feel free to call in at 319-527-6091. And press the number 1, you'll be placed into the queue. You can also log on at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. This is our 1,558th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Our goal or mission here is to encourage the children of God and to win souls for the kingdom. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. He's worth of all praise and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, we come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, O God, and we bless your name. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. God, we want to thank you for you being God. You are the all-knowing God. You are omnipresent. You are omnipotent, and you're omniscient, God. You never slumber, neither do you sleep. Your eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. So God, we come tonight because you bid us to come. You said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven, will forgive our sin and heal the land. Oh God, this world is in need of a healing. So God, we come in the name of Jesus, oh God, because when we mention the name of Jesus, that gets your attention. When we mention the name of Jesus, that gives us authority. When we mention the name of Jesus the Christ, the heavenly host join in, hallelujah. So God, we come tonight, God. First of all, Lord, we want to lift up Ukraine, oh God. We want to lift up NATO, oh God. We lift up every continent, every country, Lord. God, we even ask right now that you move in Russia, Lord. Oh God, you said the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. And as the rivers of water, you told whatever, so you will, oh God. So God, as two or three are in your presence, God, as we touch and agree, Lord, you said it, Oh God, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask of the Father, it shall be done. So God, we ask you to send forth peace, oh God. Lord, you know all things. God, you said wars must take place. Rumors of wars must go to Evoshanda. But God, yet you still call us to prayer, Lord. Oh God, you know what's done in secret. You know what's spoken in secret. You know what's going on in the boardroom, God. God, you know what's put in his head. God, Evoshanda. God, move. Like only you can, oh God. All those on the battlefield in war, Lord. God, have your way. Have your way, oh God. Oh God. Have your way, Lord. You are God. You are sovereign. You are alone of the outcome of this situation, Lord. Oh God. People all around the globe need you. Have your way tonight, oh Lord. This is your time. God, you gave time to man. God, you are eternal. But God, do whatever you want to do on this very hour, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh God, as we stand in the gap, I ain't gonna shy. But Jesus, but you are the greatest mediator. You are the greatest supplicator. Oh God. Oh, Lord, move. Oh, God, we lift up our spiritual leaders around the globe, oh, God. Every spiritual leader that profess Jesus Christ is the Lord. God, let them stand in the gap for the world, God. Let them link up, God, in the spirit realm to make a difference, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we edify you. We lift you up, oh, Lord. Have your way, oh, God. Have your way, Lord. Oh, God. God, we lift up the Pope before you, Lord. Oh, God, move. God, have your way. Oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. We edify you, Lord. Every spiritual leader that has a platform, oh, God, draw them closer to you like never before. Let them take their rightful place, God, in the spirit realm, Lord. God, those who are in it to glorify you, those who are in it to please you, Lord, those who are in it to make a difference in this earth, Lord, God, raise them up for such a time as this, oh God. Oh God, we praise you. We magnify you, Lord. We edify you, God. Oh, God, touch Bishop T.D. Jackson right now, God, as you bring him before me, Lord. Have your way, oh, God. Have your way, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. We had a Moshanda. Oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. Joyce Myers, Lord, touch your God. Oh, God, heal your Lord, Evoshanda. Oh, God, you're worthy to be praised and the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, oh, God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great are your tender mercies. Have your way, oh God. Oh God, we praise you. Every pastor that's weeping between the porch and the altar, Lord. Oh God. Have your way. Have your way, oh God. Touch Pastor Toy, Lord. Pastor Majeka, Pastor Wally, Lord. Pastor Ford, Pastor Furby, God. Pastor Ball, Zabo Shanda. God, you're worthy. You're holy. Oh, God, every apostle, every bishop, every minister, every elder, every evangelist, every deacon, every praise and worship leader, every choir member, Lord, every usher, every missionary, the whole body of Christ, let us take our rightful place, Lord, in the body of the kingdom for such a time as this, oh, Lord. Gross darkness is in the earth, but God, you said, let our light so shine, Boshana. Oh, God, you're worthy. You're holy. Oh, God, there's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like the true and the living God. There's no God like the God of Israel. Oh, God, move on Israel, Lord. Emoshande. Oh, God, have your way. The orphans, the widows, oh, God. Your concern, Emoshande. Have your way, oh, God. Every earthly leader, every president, every vice president, every prime minister, every ambassador, every king, every queen, every prime minister. Oh God, you're moving. Those who are walking in fear because of what's going on in the earth, Lord. Your children should not be walking in fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Oh, God, we praise you. We praise you, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Those who are mourning tonight, God. Be with the farmers, Lord. Comfort them like only you can. You are the God of all comfort. God, be with the Johnson family, Lord. Comfort them like only you can. All those who are mourning around the globe, Lord. Let them know that weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Let them be absent from the bodies to be present with the Lord, oh God. It's important to command to die into the judgment. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you, Lord. We edify you, God. Continue to feed the least there. Oh, God, encourage all those who... Oh, God, comfort them like only you can. You are the God of all comfort. All those who are mourning and in pain, oh, God. Those who are sick in their body, Lord, send forth healing. You can heal diabetes. You can heal cancer. You can heal high blood pressure. You can heal schizophrenia. You can heal bipolar, God. You can heal MS. You can heal. There is a balm in Gilead. Oh, we praise you. We honor you, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, be with every father who's praying for their family and standing together, Lord. Every mother who's weeping between the porch and the altar, oh, God. God, those who are tired in the body, Lord, those who are about to give up, oh God, because they're weary and well-doing. Let them not be weary and well-doing, for they shall reap if they faint not. Oh God, we praise you. Remember the inner cities around the world. Remember our youth, oh God, around the world. Those who are incarcerated, God. Those who are wrongfully accused, that their DNA continue to shove and fight for them, oh God. We praise you. We honor you. We magnify you, Lord. Remember the nursing homes, the mental institutions, the hospitals, oh Lord. Oh God, we praise you. You've called us to prayer, Lord. That means you're going to answer. You're going to move because you're a faithful God. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Someone's in need of a financial breakthrough, a financial miracle, Lord. But my God shall supply my every need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus to all those who believe. To those who are in need of a financial breakthrough, God, you promise to supply every need. God, we praise you. We edify you, we magnify you. Oh, God, and remember the wealthy in the land, oh, God. Let them continue to give out of their bounty, oh, Lord. Because you bless them to be a blessing, oh, God. And, God, remember their soul, oh, Shanda. We'll talk to the man to gain the whole world and to lose their soul. God, we thank you. We praise you, God. And God, remember marriages everywhere, Lord. Oh, God, remember families everywhere, Lord. God, we thank you. We praise you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness, oh, God. And great are your tender mercies. God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. We give you all glory, all of the honor, and all the praise. And Jesus' precious name that we pray with thanksgiving. Let every heart say amen, amen, and amen. If you have a prayer request, feel free to call in, amen, 319-527-6091. You can press the number 1, you'll be placed into the queue, or you can log on at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We're going to bring on our minister, Adrian Allen, to minister in song, amen.
If you see that I am going astray, show me the way, Lord. Guide me with your hand and show me the way. Show me the way, Lord. I am weak, but thou art strong, and you can lead me on. Please show me the way, oh Lord. If you see that I am going astray, show me the way, Lord. Guide me with your hand and show me the way. Show me the way, Lord. I am weak, but thou art strong. But you can lead me on. Please show me the way. Oh, Lord, you know that I can't make this journey by myself. You know I will make this journey with your help. And if I stumble, please pick me up, because I know you're able to keep me from falling. when it seems that though my friends are few, show me the way, Lord. He said in his own words, depend on him. Show me the way, Lord. I know he can and I know that he will. Fight my battles if I keep still. Please show me the way. Oh, Lord, you know that I can't make this journey by myself. You know I will make this journey with your help. And if I stumble, please pick me up, because I know you're able to keep me from falling. So when it seems that I am going astray, show me the way, Lord. Guide me with your hand and show me the way. Show me the way, Lord. I am weak, but thou art strong, and you can lead me on. Please show me the way. Show me the way.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ms. Adrian. If you feel like I'm going astray, show me the way, Lord. Yes, yes. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read a familiar passage of scripture tonight. I'm going to be coming from Psalm 46. This is the King James Version, amen. You know, so many people are walking in fear right now, and some believers are as well. So I'm hoping and believing that this passage of scripture will encourage you this evening. Amen. So it's Psalm 46, and it says that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms removed. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. May the Lord add blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. Now, as I was saying, I feel such a heaviness and fear in the earth right now, you know, and God does not want his people to walk in fear. Amen. In the this passage of scripture under Psalm 46, the heading states that the presence of God in calamity. The presence of God in calamity. And when we look at the word calamity, it's sudden damage or distress or a disaster. You know, first of all, psalm, it is a sacred song or hymn. So whenever we're going through, you know, we can always think of a song to get us through, amen. That's why the Lord God says that we all always speak to ourselves in spiritual hymns and songs. Now, this passage of scripture was written by the son Korah and Korah, they were relatives of Moses and Aaron, just to give you a little background, because of the Psalms are written by different authors, amen. But this one is from the sons of Korah. Now, when we're talking about, especially what's going on in the earth today, you know, we need to have a peace that surpasses all understanding. You know, we look at what's going on in Ukraine and, you know, with Russia, and we didn't have to look overseas in different countries. You know, we see the devastation in our own countries and inner cities. You know, we see that the killings that's going on and all of the everything that, you know, we turn on the news, there's so much devastation everywhere. But again, God does not want his people to be walking in fear. In Matthew, the 24th chapter, the 6th verse states that, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Now it says kingdom against kingdom. That's not plural. There's no S on it. It's kingdom against kingdom. And I can't help but think about the kingdom of God, amen, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of life, you know. And I think about the other kingdom, small k, the kingdom of darkness. But we all know that as children of God and heirs of the promise, and by accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we have an inheritance in the body of Christ, and we have eternal life, amen. So no matter what's going on, we have a comfort and a surety to know that God is our refuge, amen. And when we look at the word refuge, it is a condition of being safe or sheltered from pursuit, danger, or trouble. And in Psalm, it talks about fear as well. And fear is, of course, to be afraid. Now, we know that in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 7, it states, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say in the Psalm, though the waters roar. You know, when you think of a roar, you can hear that from afar. It might not yet be upon us or upon you, but you can hear it in the distance, a roar. And 1 Peter, the 6th chapter, verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. He's as a roaring lion. Amen. And when we talk about trouble, it says in Isaiah 43, the 2nd verse, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall thy flame kindle upon thee. Yes, we might have to go through some things in this life. The good news is God is with us. Those troubles will not outweigh what God has for us. Amen. Now it says in the Psalm, there is a river. That's the peace of God. And knowing that all things work together for good to them that love God. You know, so we have to take courage, you know, and be of good cheer and just know that God is our refuge. You know, as I was saying earlier, we see so much devastation that's going on in the earth. But again, God is our refuge. And at the end of the Psalm, it says in verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. But here in this passage of scripture, he's telling his enemies to be still, you know, to let his enemies that you cannot overpower God. I don't care what it looks like or what it seems like. God has the supreme authority to stop anything that he wants to stop. Calamities are not going to endure always. Amen? Why? Because God is our refuge. Now, we're talking about, you know, what we as we were praying for Ukraine and Russia and, you know, for our inner cities, our youth, and, you know, all the devastation that's going on, you know, I want to bring to your attention that in Ecclesiastes, it says that to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. So even in all that, you know, God is still our refuge. And someone might be asking, well, how is God a refuge in the time of war? How is God a refuge in the time of death? You know, every one thing for sure and two things for certain. You know, we are not in this earth realm to stay forever. You know, and just to encourage people that are mourning today, and, you know, there's so many people that had their lives lost in war. You know, we hear about it, we see it. God is not just our refuge here on the earth. He's our refuge. He is our refuge throughout eternity. He is. You know, that's why God says he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us always, even until the end of the earth. You know, so it says God is our refuge and strength in war. God is our refuge and strength in mourning. God is our refuge and strength when we're in pain. God is our refuge and strength in sickness. God is our refuge and strength in weakness. God is our refuge and strength in uncertainty. God is even our refuge and strength in the unknown. You know, we don't always know the outcome of a situation or circumstance or even the future, but we know the one who does, and that's God Almighty. Now, I want to back up because we do, as the saints of God, we do know what our future is. You know, if we have Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and if we have a relationship with Jesus, the Christ, then we have the Scripture, and we have a prayer life, and, you know, we live in the best that we can by living holy, and, you know, we fellowship with the saints of God. Because it's in the body of Christ, we have eternal life with Jesus Christ and with God. Hallelujah. So we do know what our future is going to be. Amen. Because we know what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. God is a faithful God. God is an awesome God. So let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Be areboshanda. So if I can encourage anyone tonight, do not be fearful by what's going on. Yes, God said there was going to be wars and rumors of wars. He said that in his word. But we ought to also take comfort in knowing that God has got us. He has the believers. We might not understand it. We don't have to understand it because we know the one who does. Amen. We know the one who does. So just remember that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So we're just going to keep going on in God. We're going to keep praising God. We're going to keep reading the scripture. We're going to keep encouraging our brothers and sisters. We're going to keep telling people about the true and living God, because God doesn't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. God is a loving God. He's a merciful God. He is a righteous God. Now, I don't see that we don't have any prayer requests tonight. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to actually do the altar call. Amen. There's no prayer request. Now, I know that there are people on the line. It's probably not your first time logging on the Purpose Kingdom Network. But if it is your first time, Alive on the Purpose Kingdom Network. Our goal is to, again, encourage the people of God and to win souls for the kingdom. So if you're listening tonight, and if you do not know the God that we talk about on Purpose Kingdom Network, we talk about the God who created the heavens and the earth. We talk about the God who never slumbers, neither does he sleep. We talk about the God who is omnipresent and knows all things. He even knows about you. That's the God that we talk about on Purpose Kingdom Network. We talk about the God who's not surprised about anything that we say or do. We talk about the God who so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the God that we talk about here at Purpose Kingdom Network. He is the living God. He is the husbandman. He is spirit. Hallelujah. We don't talk about a foreign God or Purpose Kingdom Network. We don't talk about a statue being God or Purpose Kingdom Network. We don't talk about a man being God on Purpose Kingdom Network. We talk about the true and the living God. Hallelujah. And he was so concerned about you. He loved you so much that he made a way for you to inherit eternal life. And that way is by accepting his son, Jesus the Christ. You know, the word of God says that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, anyone who comes to Jesus Christ or to God can be healed. Amen? That's just not talking about a body sickness. Where he's talking about being healed in every area of your life, whether it be your mind, whether it be your emotions, whether it be your habit, anything that has to pertain to you, God can bring forth healing. And why do I say that? Because if you don't have God in your life, you're in need of healing. Amen? You're in need of a Savior. And you often hear me say that you are not smart enough to run your life. You don't have enough wisdom to. Yes, things might be going okay for a little while. That's only temporary. But only God can give you a permanent, I like to say, fix, and that's Jesus the Christ. So if you are in a state right now where you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, because you know what the world says, that when you try to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, that's called insanity. But I like to say what insanity is not having Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. To me, that's insanity. So if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired or trying to make things happen on your own, then I offer you the invitation to accept Jesus Christ into your life. And the only way that you can do that, okay, is first of all, acknowledging that you are lost without him, acknowledging that you don't even have the power and capability to give yourself eternal life. Oh, God, oh, God. Because, see, I don't know what you might have heard, but the only way to get to God and the only way to have eternal life is through his son, Jesus the Christ. That's the only way. So if you want to change, if you want the God that we talk about here on Purpose Kingdom Network, if you made a conscious decision to want to change, oh God, because you know what? Your yes to God today can change your destiny, can change your purpose, and can even change your household and your family. Just one yes to God, yay, Boshanda, oh God, can give you a brand new lease on life. So if you're ready to make that change, you can repeat after me. And not only people who don't know Jesus, but if you feel as though you're in a backsliding condition, or if you just want to go higher in God, you too can repeat this prayer. Father God, because now, if you made a decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God is now going to become your Father. Father God, I admit that I am in need of a Savior. I believe that you love me so much that you sent Jesus the Christ to die for me. Come into my heart, in my spirit, Lord Jesus, and I'll live for you. Forgive me for my sins. Thank you for saving a wretch like me. If you pray that prayer, you are now born again. Welcome into the family of God. I encourage you to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching the gospel in your community. Purchase a Bible if you don't have one, and read the scriptures. Because when you get a hold of the true gospel, hallelujah, it's going to change your life. Tell someone that you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And we invite you each night to tune in here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to now have our announcements.
Okay, real quickly, I'm just going to go ahead and do the announcements. And thank you so much, Evangelist Trina, for tonight's prayer and worship. And also, words of inspiration. Kingdom Network, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's broadcast. Tonight was episode 1568, and we hope you enjoy and you share with your family members and friends that we are broadcasting here live on www.blogtalkradio.com. And anytime you want to hear any of our shows, past or present, you can go to that same website, and you can listen at the show's entirety and at your convenience. And we thank you so much. Tonight, we have been broadcasting here on Purpose Kingdom Network. And tomorrow's episode, we will have the Real Rap Show. And it's going to be hosted by Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson at 9 p.m. So please, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Real Rap Show with host Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. We also like to have a Facebook where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And also, we just like to let you know that we do have a website where you can go to purposekingdom.com, where you can hear music, some of our past broadcasts. And also, we're on Radio Co., where you can also hear the next, the previous episode on radio.com. And we thank you. And like I said, no matter where in the world you're listening to us, we appreciate your listenership. We thank you for sharing with your friends and family members. And don't forget to set a reminder where you can join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. And that's going to be the Real Rap Show with host Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson. So please feel free to invite your friends and family members as always. We thank you so much. And with that being said, Evangelist Trina, I'm going to turn the show back over into your hands.
Thank you for those announcements. We appreciate that. Thank you. So if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to close out tonight in our closing prayer. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. God bless you. So we just want to close out right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you. We honor you. We lift you up, oh, God. You are the true and living God. God, we just thank you for the word that was shared tonight, Psalm 46, Lord. God, help us to hide your word in our hearts to encourage ourselves, God. Help us to hide your word in our heart that we may not sin against you, Lord. Help us to hide your word in our heart that we may share the gospel to the lost, oh God. God, help us to hide your word in our heart that we might be all that you would have us to be and do. God, we thank you for your word because your word gives life, your word gives illumination. There's power in your word, there's strength in your word, God. And your word was made flesh and it dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, your Son Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you for the ministering in song tonight, God. We thank you for the spiritual hymn, oh, God, that encouraged your people to want to just go on to see what the end will be. God, we thank you for everything that was said tonight. God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the prayer that went up before you, oh God, because we know, God, that you heard the prayer because there are two or three that are on the airway tonight. So, God, we just thank you, Lord, and we believe that someone was transformed. We believe that someone's heart was made glad, God, because your word does not go out void, oh God. So we just thank you for what you've done, Lord, and what you're about to do. We thank you for this platform of Purpose Kingdom Network. God, we thank you for all the hosts that's on the network. We thank you for the visionary. God, we just thank you for the goal that we have, and that's to please you, oh Lord. We just thank you, oh God, because we stand on your word because your word is true, oh God. Hallelujah. And your word says, I know the thoughts I think toward thee, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring your bright future. So God, we are not move by what we see or hear because our eyes are stayed on you, oh God. We are not moved by what's going on, oh God, because you said these things are going to take place, oh God. So now we just stand in faith and believe in you, God, that you are our refuge, that you are our shield and buckler, that you are a high tower, oh God. We just believe you, Lord, because the word says so, hallelujah, and you are faithful, God. We just believe you, God, because you are able to shine. God, we just thank you for your word. God, we just thank you for who you are and what you're doing. So God, we just ask you right now that you just continue to meet our every need according to your which is glory by Christ Jesus. God, we just thank you, God, because we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to your purpose. So God, we just thank you for what you're doing in our lives, God. We thank you for what you're doing in our children's lives, God. We thank you for what you're doing in our great grandfather's shadow. We say, we thank you. You, God. Hallelujah. Because we know our prayers are not in vain. So we thank you because you told us to pray. Because you told us to pray, that means you're going to ask us. So we thank you in advance. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a great God we serve. So God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. And oh, God, You said in your word that the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, God. Your word says that greater is he who is in us than he that is in the world. God, you also said in your word that upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give to you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose in earth shall be loose in heaven. So God, you gave us the power to bind and loose. So right now, God, we bind the spirit of sickness and disease. And we loose your word, oh God. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed, oh God. God, we bind the spirit of poverty and debt and his financial freedom, God. Your word says in your word that my God shall supply my every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And God, we bind the spirit of suicide in each life, God. Your word says that thief come not but to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but Jesus Christ came. We may have life in that more abundantly. Hallelujah. Oh God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And God, we bind the spirit of perversion, God. And we lose rightful thinking in the name of Jesus. God, you says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Oh God, we cancel every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. We edify you. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we praise you. And God, your word says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. But this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and the righteous of me, saith the Lord. So the power that you gave us, oh, God, the power that you gave us, oh, as believers, we can speak, God, able Shonda. So say to the Lord, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus against you. You rebel the blood of Jesus against you. Say, and the Lord rebuke you. You cannot have our inheritance. You cannot have the children of Osanda. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against you. We bind the spirit of suicide. We bind the spirit of oppression. We bind the spirit of depression. We bind the spirit of Osanda. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we edify you. We magnify you, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Power belongs to God. All power belongs to God. God, your supreme authority. There's nobody higher than you, God. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we magnify you. Oh, God, we edify you, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Oh, God, as you bring them before me, Lord, God, meet his need in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, you said you are descending as wealth as laid up for the righteous. And a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. God, that's your word. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God. Oh, God, we praise you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Let them know you love the Lord. Oh, God, let them know you Boshanda. God, we thank you for hearing our prayer, oh, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great all your tender mercies. Everyone's on the line tonight. If you agreed in prayer with that prayer, say amen, amen, and amen. Oh, I want to thank everyone tonight for tuning in our Purpose Kingdom Network. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. Amen. But you have a good night, a good rest of the night. Have a good sleep. And may you wake up tomorrow morning with a new determination to want to run on and see what God has in store for you. Amen. Again, thank you for tuning in. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.